What is up, everybody? It's Ray back with another Ray's Rampage. I bet you're wondering what we're talking about today. I'm pretty sure you know. And I have someone here with me.
I'm back.
They don't know your name.
They know me.
No, they don't. Marvin. I don't think they recognize me by just like... We have Marvin with us. Yay. To talk about
the greatest episode. Man, all the episodes were really good.
They were, except you didn't really pay attention at first.
The first one I remember is the laugh track.
The laughing track?
I thought it was so stupid. I was like, why is it black and white? Why don't I want your black and white show?
I convinced you to watch it. Well, not really. I just kind of turned it on for background noise, and you just got so interested in it.
So good. We were, like, playing the Switch, and then, like, I got so interested. I looked up one time. I was like, huh? Like Vision, he seems like a nice guy.
And then you wanted to ignore me for the rest of the time. I was like, I've already watched this.
I never watched any episodes.
It's like you're going backwards right now. I've watched all of this.
Literally, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was so good though, because like
then we made that a tradition.
Yeah, like every Friday. We watched like the first five like episodes, I think. Like in one day. And we grinded it out. And then I was like, I need more. Like I was so obsessed. It's like I don't know. It's like when you first score a soccer goal and you want more goals. Like,
I don't think anyone knows how that feels.
Look up Erling
Haaland.
It's
like Haaland. The first A you get on a test.
Yeah, you want more.
Unless you've never gotten an A, then I'm so sorry.
It's like an addiction. Like, I'm so upset.
It's over now, though. Yeah. You're going through withdrawal.
Like, I was rewatching the episode.
Oh, these are spoilers, by the way. I'm going to give you guys all a spoiler warning right now. If you have not watched the last few episodes or the finale episode.
Go watch it and come back.
Yeah, quit listening right now. Go watch it and then come back and listen to us cry about it.
I hate Agatha. But she's such a good actor.
The actress herself.
Actress.
What's her name? Oh, crap.
But she was really good. I think every actress, like the actor for Randall Park, a.k.a. Jimmy Woo. If you guys watch Fresh Off the Boat, it's the dad. He's such a good actor. On the lady that acted for Monica was really, really good. Like, she convinced me, like, we're actually in it. They all convinced me that I was actually in it.
Oh, yeah, they did. Oh.
Especially the actor.
And the
for
promotions
Vision.
They did, like, all over the internet were so good. Yeah. They had people on TikTok from the cast doing TikToks, like, kind of giving us subtle hints, like, trying to pull you in. And it was really interesting to see everyone's theories and everything all over line. But first, we're going to talk about how we personally felt about the series as a whole.
Oh, my gosh. That series is so amazing.
He's like, that's all I have to say. It was just so, like, amazing.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, I never really had, like, a subtle connection with any, like, superhero besides Batman. Because I'm a big DC person. But I'm not going to lie. Vision kind of pulled me towards Marvel a little bit.
Wow. Change of heart. Change of mind. Change of vision.
I spent $70 today on Vision Funko
You did
Pops.
Not. You did not. He didn't tell me this. He needs to. You need to get it together.
It was so worth it. I got the Halloween Vision and I got the regular Vision with
the
suit.
You mean the comic book Vision? That's the comic book Vision, by the way. Yeah. Did you not know that?
I didn't, but
you just call them Halloween.
No, but the Funko Pops is Halloween. It's like said Halloween.
Oh, probably from like the Halloween scene. But yeah, that original, like the costume we saw him in on the Halloween episode was the comic book.
And everyone knows I hate reading, but I also got me
You got yourself a comic book?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool though. Wow.
That's fine.
You know, they haven't done much promoting with like merchandise for that show.
That's actually surprising. I wanted to buy me a poster, but I'm like, that's kind of going boards.
I think the only thing they really had was like those rings that came out, but that was like a third party seller.
The what?
The rings, the matching rings.
Oh yeah,
that was a third party seller. It wasn't Disney or anything.
We never got that though.
We can.
We could.
We could.
How did you feel personally about WandaVision though?
Dude, I just think. So Marvel does a really good job of tying all of their movies into everything that they do. And they do. Don't even like make that face.
I don't know what's
the most stank face in the entire world at me just now. He hasn't even watched all the Marvel movies. I'm like a big Marvel fanatic. I've watched all the movies. I've kept track of everything. I had to explain a lot of things. We had to go back and watch Age of Ultron.
I refuse to watch Infinity War.
But no, you said you would with me.
I would, but it's so, I'm so scared.
I told you I'm just gonna keep replaying the part where Vision dies.
I have an emotional connection with Vision. Pause.
He's not real.
But look, so
he's real to me.
He's really. If you think about it, it's a robot with human feelings dying. So technically, that's a human dying.
No, he's vibranium and cells. He is real. It's just the stone brings it all together.
You don't understand.
The mind stone.
You don't understand how I feel.
No, I don't.
This is the real me.
I don't understand how you're feeling. But in my personal opinion, they did an amazing job with the whole series as a whole. There were so many like Easter eggs between the commercials that they played for the show.
And also like the things around it too.
Yeah, explaining the outside. And they're setting up so much for all of the movies and shows that are coming out soon. I'm probably not going to watch the Winter Soldier show because it's going to just be him with the Winter Soldier and Falcon just like staring at each other back and forth.
But no, we have to watch it.
Because they hate each other.
They do?
Yeah. And apparently the first like 3 seconds of the show is going to be like Captain America dying. And I don't think I can handle that.
I don't really care.
Because he's going to be like old.
He's already old.
Oh my gosh. And then another thing is like, you know, you didn't watch Endgame, so you don't know this.
I didn't watch Endgame.
You didn't pay attention to Endgame.
I skipped to the end because I wanted to see what happens.
Captain America becomes an old man. And
yeah, I remember that.
Apparently Stan Lee was supposed to play that old man. So it was supposed to be like Captain America was there at all the times like the superheroes needed it to make sure everything went right. And that like broke my heart. I was like, wow. R.I.P. Stan Lee. Literally the god among humans. I don't know. Maybe that's not the best term.
That's pushing it.
Maybe that's not the best term. The comic book god there. He wrote the best comic books. I'm not even going to lie to you. They're so good. Everything's so diverse. There's so many things that play into each other. Like all the Spider-Man movie that's coming out. No Way Home.
Is it No Way Home?
Yeah.
Oh, it is No Way Home. And then Christian, you know Christian got a part in it?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way. Wow.
I'm excited.
Tell him to kiss Tom Holland for me. Just give him a little smooch on the cheek.
That's pushing it.
Andy Griffin too. Just a little smooch. He's a misogynist?
Oh my gosh, right?
Oh no. Oh no.
We did. Remember, we was up and I was telling you about it.
I didn't know that. I'm going to cry now. But also, Far From Home is set 5 years after everything happens. WandaVision is set 5 months after everything happens.
Was it?
In Endgame?
Far From Home, the one that was recently dropped? Or was that Far From Home?
Yeah, was the most Doctor, recent.
I mean,
Spider-Man.
What's his name?
And Mephisto's in
Mephisto.
It.
Mephisto. I don't like him. He's
yeah,
weird.
And
but wasn't Doctor Strange at the end?
I believe Doctor Strange was in the end. But they have a Doctor Strange movie or show coming up. I'm really excited for that. That one's going to be interesting.
I just hope Vision's in it.
They have so much coming up. I'm so excited. And then there's like so many possibilities of what they could have done with the show if COVID hadn't been around. And it's just astounding to think about all the possibilities.
They could have brought Vision
alive.
It's
so exciting. He is alive. Remember, they've got his body. Yeah, but he's just it's white Vision.
I want the real.
That is the real Vision.
No, it's
you
not
heard
the
him.
Real Vision.
You heard him in that episode. He said, "You're the real Vision. I'm a temporary Vision."
No.
I just hit my glasses on the mic.
The really real Vision.
That okay? He will restore himself.
I
into
want the colors
real Vision.
Back.
The colors. Yeah. You just don't want him to be ghost Vision.
Yeah, because it's not the really real Vision.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
He's just not red.
He doesn't look right.
Of course he doesn't look right. They rebuilt him. Oh, my gosh. And when they made it look like Wanda stole his body, that infuriated me. I hate them so much. Ugh. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. When she built Vision, I cried.
When she built him? Yeah. That was such a sad scene. And the place to grow old. He can't grow old. He's a robot.
That is kind of sad. Or actually, Wanda can't die either.
Apparently, that's where she wanted to bury his body.
Wasn't where?
Right there. Remember when she was like, he at least deserves to be buried? And he was like, I'm not burying $63 million of vibranium.
He's more than vibranium. He's
more
Vision.
Man, that's a person. You know, if Tony Stark were alive, he would have let her bury him.
But I thought Bruce Banner's the one that built Vision pretty much.
No, they both did.
I know, but mainly Bruce Banner know how to redo it, apparently.
Yeah, but that's remember in Ultron, they both did it.
So you know what? I got beef with Hulk.
Tony is the one that gave him his personality, pretty much. The computer knowledge and everything, because that was, what's his computer's name again? But anyways, you get what I'm saying.
I know you're talking about, I forgot the name too. But it's still like...
But Tony would have let her bury him. I just know that he would have.
I know, but they didn't show any respect to Scarlet Witch.
No, she deserved so much better. It broke my heart.
Like, I get that.
Everyone else got to go home to their family.
Yeah, and she didn't.
Loving friends. Black Widow also deserved better. Yes, she did. Don't even. Endgame broke my heart.
What did she do?
Black Widow's my favorite person. She sacrificed herself to get the Soul Stone.
I know, but like, what?
She's, like, permanently dead. Oh, I can't wait for the Black Widow movie to come out. I know you don't think highly of her or anything.
I mean, I understand that. Like, if me and her fight right now, she could whip me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100%. It. She's a Russian spy.
All right, Russian spy.
Russian spy.
But back to the main thing.
Let's talk about that last episode.
No.
That was a heart-wrencher. Wow.
I remember, like, 11 minutes in, I thought Vision was going to die. I had a whole breakdown. I was like, come on, bro.
He didn't die.
No, I'm talking about, remember?
But he's not exactly alive.
No, like,
either.
Before White Vision came.
Yeah.
And, like, she's, like, lifting, like, the thing.
Oh, yeah, and he was, like, disappearing, and the kids were disappearing.
I hurt my feelings. Just Vision looks so, like, scared. I look so scared.
Oh, you remember that video I sent you that was, like, if these kids don't just tuck and roll backwards.
Oh, yeah, all they have to, they didn't have to throw.
One of them runs at the sound of, I mean, the speed of sound. It would have been so easy for him to get out of that. Oh, my gosh. And when she pretended to give all of her power to Agatha, that was such a powerful moment. It was so powerful.
And then Agatha's like, psh.
She died. Dead. Yeah. Not dead.
Not
she's
dead,
in
but
a
she's
trance.
Like, she's forever.
She said, if I need you, I know where to find you. I did it again. So I know where to find you.
I know it's not part of WandaVision to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ending had... write his name.
Snap.
No, because I thought I was doing more research into it.
It's been a minute. I tried to block.
Huh?
I tried to block all that trauma out of my brain. The names of characters.
Oh. Like, what are you talking about? Trauma? I was the one crying.
It was traumatizing.
But remember when Monica at the end,
mm-hmm.
it was some like elf looking dude?
The elf looking dude? Yeah, I think I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. Doesn't that like
Loki?
It's not Loki.
Oh, Loki's dead. I forgot about that.
I heard they're making a movie about
him. Yeah, they are making a movie about him.
I'm excited.
Oh, I love Loki. Loki deserved better too. That's another character in the MCU that deserved better.
To an extent.
No, because like the only reason he was like a bad guy for a while is because he found out his dad wasn't his dad and he spent his entire life trying to impress him and everything.
Sure, just
I'd be
soccer.
Upset too. And then he killed like his original like tribe and everything and conquered them just to make his dad proud, and pretty much Thor got all the credit. And he was like, you know what? That's it. I'm taking the Tesseract and I'm just
Tesseract.
Oof.
What they should do gets a Netherrack.
What?
Minecraft too.
Yes.
Right. But
what kind of Minecraft anyways, player are you? The builder, the fighter, Steve.
What happened to Gamora?
Gamora, she's alive, but it's an alternate reality. Her, it's the past her.
So she didn't do nothing.
She originally died.
I thought she was the most powerful, like, though.
Dead. No. Thanos killed her to get the Soul Stone. The first time. So they couldn't bring that timeline her back. So they went back into the past to get a bunch of the stones. And you didn't watch Endgame, but...
I watched it. And I was like...
We have to watch it together.
It was like a 40-minute fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight, too.
I was like, what is going on?
I don't know what you're on.
It was like... I think like the part that got to me the most is when Black Panther came out and like all the other people came out.
R.I.P.
like,
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, R.I.P. to him, man.
Legend.
Yeah, such a
you know the Black Panther 2, he's gonna die within like first 5 minutes
of the show.
They don't
know that. You gotta cut that out.
What?
They don't know that.
No, it's because his actors.
No, but they don't know that. It's gonna ruin the surprise.
No, that's not a surprise. No. They would have to do that anyway.
They're gonna ruin the surprise.
Or they could
the
never
surprise.
Make another Black Panther movie ever.
I'll take a spot.
You? No, Michael B. Jordan already has it.
Michael B. Jordan.
I'm better than him.
T'Challa.
I can dunk on him. I can dunk.
But he's a boxer.
Oh.
Okay, let's keep talking. Let's keep talking about this.
WandaVision.
It was such a cute little show until it wasn't.
The third episode, then it got dark.
It got so dark. Oh, my gosh. It got so dark. And the kids, like, aged up. He was like, they were literally babies, like, 5 minutes ago.
And they, like, coughed and, like, immediately, like, seven.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy. And then remember when she was like, don't you dare age up again.
Why not?
And when Agatha killed their dog. Oh, my God. Originally, the bunny, it was supposed to be a demon. And that, remember, there was supposed to be, like, a side part of the show where they fight the demon and everything. Mm-hmm. That would have been so cool.
Pietro. I knew he wasn't the real him.
No, that's the Fox universe, Pietro.
I know,
His name's Peter.
I know, but like after I watched Age of Ultron, I kind of realized like Agatha has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense because like, one, he was too, like, passive-aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Not even passive. She was just too aggressive in general.
Yeah, and she kind of knew what was going on, which was weird, because no one else knew, what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was kind of confusing. Aw, hi, Christian. Shout out to Christian, by the way. Great friend.
C-Nice. Love him.
C-Nice. I don't know if he listens to these, but...
He does.
Aw. Wow.
Another viewer to you.
Nice. Feed me more.
I love that video.
I saw one the other day and I thought about you.
He's just so aggressive with it. He's like, his teeth are like,
oh my goodness. My elbow. My arm's asleep.
You did have school today.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
I slept
last period for us.
All of my classes.
He's virtual, by the way. I hope your teachers are listening.
I do too. I really do too. I think the only Zoom call
I didn't learn anything today.
Only Zoom call like I actually like attend like every day is my math class.
Makes sense. Gotta learn math.
Yeah. But I be dozing off. So
me too.
And then third to like seventh, I just sleep. It's not seventh period sometimes, but like the rest I just go to sleep.
We're getting sidetracked. Back to the topic.
This is why I can't be a podcaster.
Well, no, it's okay to get sidetracked. No, Joey's got to pull it back in.
I never pull it back in.
Oh, but speaking of sleeping, that sleep after crying about the last episode.
No, when
oh, my goodness.
When the kid slept.
Oh.
And the hex was like,
dude,
opening.
That made me cry so bad. And then we're talking and he was like.
He's like, I don't want to say goodbye in the dark.
Oh.
That hit home. I promise you, my heart was like.
And she was like, we've met once before and we'll meet again.
I mean, they are going to meet again because White Vision.
What was the one quote, the Vision quote? Oh, crap. Let me find it. It's like so. It made me want to cry.
I did cry.
It was the one. It was like something, if not love.
The Vision has.
Ooh, let me find it.
I don't cry a lot, but when I do, it's about
keep
vision.
Talking about it while I. But what is grief if not love preserving? That one hit too. Oh, that one really.
WandaVision.
But that one really, set it off for me. Oh, and also let's talk about those cut scenes. Let's talk about that.
There were two cutscenes.
Yeah, that was surprising. I remember I went upstairs.
I remember you went upstairs. I was like, Ray.
I literally thought someone died. I was like, what?
I was screaming, Ray.
I was so scared for you.
And then it was like a little house, like a little wooden house. And then just.
The cabin?
Yeah.
In the middle of the woods?
Yeah, and it's like Wanda. And there's like another Wanda.
Oh, that was reading the like witch book or whatever? Well, apparently there's a Grand Master, and apparently that's Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. and she is proven to be stronger than the Grandmaster. So that's Doctor Strange movie is going to be very interesting if they include Scarlet Witch into that, because right now I'm pretty sure that they've turned her into an antagonist.
The bad guy.
Anti-hero. That's what they're called. That's what she was before. She was an anti-hero.
I know.
Let's talk about the Fox universe here for a second. So in the Fox universe, the story of the Scarlet Witch is very different, which I'm talking about the one where Peter comes from, not Pietro. Mm-hmm. You know, the alternate Pietro. She gets her powers from going up in space. Like, she had powers before, but she found out about them after she crashed her, like, parents' car or whatever and killed her parents by accident. And she goes up into space to, like, rescue these astronauts, and she absorbs all this, like, power from this alien thing.
Parents died from the Tony Stark thing.
No, that's in the Marvel universe, in the Fox universe. It's different. I told you there's, like, different universes. Like, it's the same thing with all the Spider-Mans. There's different universes.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't Tobey Maguire Fox?
I'm pretty sure Tobey Maguire was Fox, yeah.
Shout out to Tobey Maguire.
But in that universe, she absorbs the power, and Peter is not related to her at all. Neither of them are related. Mm-hmm. But in this one, they're related, obviously, and their father is suspected to be Magneto.
Actually, when I was reading about that, because mm-hmm. I was hoping that the real Vision would come back, like, I saw something about that, you know? That Magneto is the father, but plus she also has two other parents. I'm like, how does she have three parents?
Obviously, someone was committing adultery. What? Yeah, I know. That's fine, though. I can say that. But it's just, you got to keep up with it. If you're really into it, you got to really understand everything. Like, there's some X-Men movies I want to show you to watch so you can understand some more things.
That's why I'm about to read comic books.
Oh, yeah, the comic books are really good, too. I've never read any of the Marvel comic books, but I really, like, want to get into it. I also want
to get one for us to share.
Aww. You're so sweet. Guys, look at this man. Aw, take some tips, man. Get your girl a comic book to share. He's going to make me read it to him because he doesn't like to read.
I hate reading. So much words.
That's okay. I like to read.
The way I read is, like, I skip words that are not important. Like,
yeah.
For example.
No,
like,
you just go every other word, and it's so confusing. You're like, what's confusing about it?
Okay, like that paper right there. It says, your teacher will explain how to get your project set up so you can begin. I would say teacher explain, get project explain.
I don't even know how he does that. But
because it's smart. Like, it's you don't need half those words to understand.
All right. I'm going to end off the podcast asking. So, do you recommend people to go watch WandaVision if they haven't, or to catch up or rewatch if you missed anything?
Oh, wait, they can't hear me when I shook my head. I'm so sorry. I do 100% recommend it. It's so good. If you love, for example, like Gravity Falls, if you love Gravity Falls, you know our password, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If you love Gravity Falls and, like, all the little, like, Easter eggs and things that, like, you need help finding it.
No, I got it.
If you need help, like, right. If you love looking at things if like Easter eggs and stuff like that, you should 100% watch it.
120,000% watch it.
My favorite number is 17, so 1,700%.
1,700%. Well, that's it for today. You heard it here first. Go watch WandaVision if you haven't watched it. It's totally worth it. See you guys next time, whenever we're talking about whatever we're talking about.